Hey y'all, welcome back to the third episode of Hustle and Glow,
the podcast version.
We have a special guest in the building today, Eric Davis.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
So we all went to college together, and this is our first time getting up afterwards. So how's life been after graduation, even though it's been a couple years?
Life is life. Life gets so real after that financial aid check isn't in the equation anymore.
But right.
Life gets real once Sally Mae hits you up with the bill.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So we all going through that. But, I mean, it's just going to make us better in the future. You know, we learn how to be, you know, adults. So
I don't think I realized how real life was until, like, I started paying all my bills. It wasn't like, oh, you can skip work and you got absences, class. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, dang.
I used all my PTO days this year. Thank God it's December.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
I mean, I get them in January, but I use them by like July. You know, when you was in class, you could just skip a couple days.
Right.
Oh, well,
I was worried about all that. Yeah.
I was one of those.
Like, use all my days.
How many absences we get? You said three. I'm going to use them all this
all
week.
Three. And then you get that extra one. You know, you get that extra one where you might get 5 points off your grade. And you're like, can I afford it?
Right.
Can I afford it?
I was a work smarter, not harder type of student.
Right?
So I had all the like, you sign me in this week, I'm going to sign you in next week.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You buy the book, we going to split it.
Especially, like, with the communications major thing with me, like, I'll pay somebody quick. Like, look, I got a 12-page. Mm-hmm. I get, you know, $15 a page. Like,
right.
I used to write papers for money.
Yeah, like, that was my thing. Like, you'll never catch Eric stress. One time I did a paper. It was 10 pages long. I was stressing. One time I actually, you know, threw up. Like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, you were that stressed?
Looking at my laptop like, man, I can't do this.
You threw up?
And my sister, my mom, like, what is wrong with this dude? I'm like, man, I'm stressed. I was sweating and shit.
It's like I don't miss college, but I do. Like, I wouldn't go back. I wouldn't go back, but right. I miss not having as much responsibility as I did.
Right. I miss the fun. I miss the people. I miss, like, the just, like you said, stress-free. Like, we didn't have nothing to worry about. We thought we had stuff to worry about, but we really didn't.
No.
But when you get, like, all right, as kids, we like, man, I can't wait to get out of this house. I can't wait to get bills.
Right.
Then you get it like, damn, can I go back in the crib?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Right. I don't want them no more. I don't want them no more.
Crazy.
Yeah. All the stuff that my mom used to get on me about, turning off the light, doing nothing. Now I'm like, turn off the light.
Yeah.
Turn off the light. Right. Unplug stuff before you go on a trip. Cut the air off. Put a sweatshirt on.
Yeah.
All of that.
Yeah. Can't turn the heat on unless you got socks on, a hoodie on, sweatpants.
Right. All right, so we're going to get to know a little bit about Eric. He's our first guest, so we're excited.
Thank you. I really appreciate you guys having me on the show.
We're so excited.
This is amazing what you guys are doing.
Thank you.
And I'm proud of both of you, so thank you.
So we see you have a lot of great projects going on. So just tell our listeners a little bit about you, what you have going on, a little bit about your background, all of that.
Right. My name is Eric Davis. I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina. You know, I'm an actor, I'm a writer, I'm all that, you know, trying to make everything in one. So what I do is basically I create these projects, and, you know, I star in these projects, but I also write these projects as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to improve on both crafts, writing and acting. I actually love acting more, but nothing compares to creating your own content and actually being proud of it. So, you know, I'm kind of incorporating both, and I'm just learning as I go, but I'm having a good time, and it's beautiful.
It probably makes acting easier too when you're writing your own content, because
yeah.
you can relate more.
Yeah, you can definitely relate more, but you also have to be versatile when it comes to different, you know, subjects. You know,
right.
I don't with the Trapped series, it's, you know, I'm playing a character named Fresh, who's portrayed, you know, I got that character from my uncle. He's actually, you know, incarcerated right now, but I got that character, and it's like, okay, he was in jail, yada yada, he's dealing with drugs, yada yada, you know, the relationships that's going on around him, you know, he doesn't know what's, you know, real, what's not, you know, and then it's like, okay, the infidelity, I'm playing a man that's married, and he can't be faithful to his wife, so I try to, you know, I try to be versatile when it comes to the material, right?
Right.
You know? Yeah. So, your uncle was your inspiration behind Trap.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't even just my uncle. You know, it's with the Trap the series. You know, my uncle Chris is actually incarcerated right now. Shout out to him. You know, my father was also incarcerated at one or two points. My father, Uncle Chris, you know, and just the stuff growing up in South Raleigh, just the stuff I saw, you know, I saw, I never participated in none of it, but I saw guys selling drugs, you know, for income, or I saw, you know, guys getting jumped into gangs and stuff like that. So what I did was take everything I learned from my childhood, everything I saw from my childhood, you know, and then, of course, with my personal family and things like that, it was just like, hey, why don't I write a show about this? And, you know, there's a lot of people in America, especially being a black man in America, it's a lot of stuff you can relate to with Trap, the series, the show. You get what I'm saying? So
I love that show. I watch
it. Yeah, thank you. Everybody keep asking me about season 3 and stuff like that. What I'm actually trying to do is actually on hold right now because I'm trying to put it on a bigger platform. So I'm shopping it around to Netflix. I'm shopping around to Facebook, shopping around for Hulu. I'm trying to make something happen with Trap the Series. So, you know, it's just not just your actual YouTube show. I want this show to be relatable like it is, but I also want, you know, a bigger audience with it. So whether it's Netflix, whatever, I'm just, you know, trying to put it in a better situation to where I can do a season 3 or possibly start it over and let the viewers know who haven't seen it, like, okay, this is what this is about. You know, hope you guys like it. So,
So you would say your inspiration comes from your personal experiences for a lot of your projects?
Hell yeah. Definitely. Definitely from my projects. Most 80% of it is personal experience.
Okay.
80%.
That's good. Uh-huh. So where do you see yourself within the next couple of years with your career and you doing your projects and things? And do you have anything planned?
Let's see. Next couple of years with my career, first of all, I want to keep creating. That's the I just love it. Like, it's a feeling you can't really describe when you create something. You actually see it on film and it's like, wow, like, damn, that came
from
my mom.
That's me. Yeah.
You know, so, of course, I want to keep creating, but, you know, 5 years, I just picture myself in L.A. possibly, you know, with a good agent, you know, with a good agent possibly landing gigs, you know, on the big screen, and hopefully, you know, one day all this hard work will pay off, you know.
Right.
You can get 100 no's, but it just takes that one yes to be like, okay, where do we go from here?
Right.
You know,
right.
So, you know, I'm excited about the future, and I'm just enjoying the journey, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm just enjoying it. The struggles and everything. The struggles are the toughest part, but when I get to a certain point in my career, that's when I know, like, okay, God put me through these situations to prepare me for this point. So, I'm excited.
That's a really good segue into my next question, because I was just going to ask, you know, what advice you would give someone who's trying to pursue their dreams, but they're hesitant or they don't know where to start?
Well, first of all, the number one thing is believe in yourself and believe in your craft and take it seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, when it comes to the word craft, right? When it comes to the word craft, you think about the outcomes. You see Idris Elba, you see Michael B. Jordan, you see guys like, you know, Nicolas Cage and stuff like, those guys put in work with their craft to get what they are.
Right.
We don't see the work that they put in. We don't see the classes that they set in. We don't see the workshops that they attended. We don't see the personal coaches that they have. Like, when you have something and you love it that much, make sure you put everything into it. And then the outcome will come. You know?
Yeah.
The most important thing with that is just, you know, outworking everybody. You work ethic
goes a long way.
Is the most important thing. It's sort of like you in school. Like, in school, I wasn't the smartest. I wasn't, you know, anything like that. Yeah, I was very smart in school, but I wasn't the smartest. So what I did was I would come after school. I would ask for help. I would do certain things. So if you got, like, that B, and that teacher sees your effort, they're like, let me go ahead and slot him an A.
Right.
Because he's here every day after school trying to get better. So yeah. mm-hmm. I kind of look at it like that, and I use my experience from being a basketball player so many years and me working on that craft, and God was saying, like, okay, Eric, this isn't for you. I'm going to steer you in another direction.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But as far as work ethic, that's helped me within my personal career. Right. So that's what I've always told, you know, people, like, you have to be willing to put in that work and always surround yourself with individuals that are going to tell you the truth.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Don't surround yourself with a bunch of yes men.
Yeah.
Don't, you know, my mother's my manager. She's 100% real with me all the time.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, if I would have did infidelity and she would have been like, no. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't decent, you know, she would have been like, no.
Right.
You know, but, you know, she was like, okay, branch off, do something new.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not be so... what's it called? Stereotypical?
Oh, yeah.
As far as, okay, the black man in jail, yada, yada, yada. Let's do something about you playing a different character where you play this character named Terry and you're a married man.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's what I want to do, to show people, you know, versatility and, you know, just surround yourself with the same individuals that have been around you and surround mm-hmm. yourself with individuals who are, you know, true to you as well.
Right.
I only have 5 friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slimmer by the years, like, but the real people stay around.
Yeah, you don't, you know, you might catch me in the club with 15 niggas, but only 5 of them are my true friends.
Right.
Yeah. I've been over the past, like, I say 2 years, like, really believing in manifestation, like saying, I'm going to be this,
definitely.
I'm going to do this. It's real.
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
You got to speak it.
Mm-hmm. You got to speak definitely. Life into your definitely. Projects, into what you want, your dreams.
Definitely.
That is important. Well, we're going to slide right into our next segment, Trending.
Right.
And we're going to let our guest talk about something that he's been seeing on the social media scene these last couple weeks or as of recently.
What I really, me being a revolutionary, anybody that really knows me, people like Justin Wilson, who's on my live right now.
My mother's
actually on my live right now too. Hey, Ma.
Hey, Ma.
you know, people who really know me, Al, what's good?
Hey, Al.
Al popped up. Al Cheddarmane popped up. But people who really know me know, like, Eric is a revolutionary, which means I'm everything black.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm Huey Newton. I'm Martin Luther King Jr., I'm Malcolm X,
mm-hmm.
I'm Muhammad Ali, I'm Tupac Shakur. Those are my biggest inspirations in life. I'm Barack Obama. I'm all those. Those guys motivate me to be the man I am today,
right.
besides my personal family and things like that. So everybody knows me that, you know, that's just the type of person I am. So in the news, we have this boxer, Deontay Wilder, who he has a big, big fight coming up tonight. And... you know, at the weigh-in, you know, you could kind of feel the racial tension going on.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't directly say, okay, this is about my black people, but people who know their history.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, we've been fighting for 400 years.
Right.
Yeah.
We've been fighting slavery. We've been fighting segregation. We've been fighting every day of my life as a black man in America.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And the reporter he was talking to was an African-American male when it comes, you know... This money, when it comes to money, it plays a big part.
Right.
But you should never let the money change who you are.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Which a lot of people do.
Yeah, a lot of people do. And the reporter's like, you know, what do you mean? Hey, what are you talking about, buddy? And he's like, yo, and I want you guys to see it because his face was so, you can see the pain in his eyes, what we've been through for 400 years.
Yeah.
Right.
We've been through so much and we still standing, and it's a beautiful thing because we're going to keep coming.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Point,
no, I seen part of it and I didn't even realize the reporter was black until they turned the camera because I was like, no black person will be saying this or be asking these questions. Like, you know.
Exactly. Right. And the fact that What hurt me about the interview was he kind of had to educate this other black man, this another African-American male. When it comes to yourself, we should never have to educate you about your people. You should know.
Exactly.
Because we fighting every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We got people out here doing manual labor work for 8 hours a day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Getting paid $7.25.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Minimum wage. That is a form of slavery.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
That is a form of slavery. We got people incarcerated, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
for very minor crimes.
Minor.
Yeah. Minor.
Because of their color.
You're going to do months just for having a bag of weed on you?
Or people mm-hmm. that are over-sentenced because right. they are black.
Mm-hmm. Because they are black. But somebody can go out here and kill one of our brothers and our sisters, and they can get probation, and mm-hmm. it's cool.
Yeah. Right.
Or they can get... what's it called? A leave of absence where they mm-hmm. okay
early release.
Yeah. yeah. Okay. I good shot behavior. This. I shot one of their brothers and sisters, right? But I'm cool. I'm still getting paid. I'm at home with my family. Come on, right. now.
Exactly.
I think I get more triggered by black people not understanding than white people not understanding.
Yeah.
Because it's like
definitely.
What?
Because it's like, are you really clueless or are you trying to act a certain, like, you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, are you trying to, like, be comfortable or try to act like not make things uncomfortable?
It's almost like, I know I'm not on the winning team, so let me try to.
Yeah. Or like, he knew, but he chose to not act like it because he was getting paid, like you said.
Yeah.
The money aspect of it.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know.
Like, he's not going to lose his job. Over
right, over, yeah, because we have people who've been fired from ESPN for speaking the truth.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. We have people who've been fired from everywhere for speaking the truth.
Right. So the fact that you're not willing to risk your job to relate
that hurts
another black man is ridiculous.
It's very ridiculous, and it definitely hurts our communities.
Mm-hmm.
You know that it's like, yo, who is gonna be the voice of our people? That's mm-hmm. one thing.
Right.
I had named a couple of people before, Tupac Shakur, Malcolm X, Dr. King, everybody, Obama. Like, these people have motivated me to be the type of man I'm becoming.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
it's like, I feel like if I get to a certain platform, and even if I gotta die, mm-hmm. even if I gotta die speaking the truth for my people, then that's just what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't, you know.
Because they died for us to, you know,
exactly,
be here.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So... You know, I've grown up and I've always read books.
Mm-hmm.
So
same, I love me a good book.
Yeah. So the autobiography of Malcolm X, or
mm-hmm.
you know, whether it's things like that, or it's a story about Michael Jordan called "The Salt in His Shoes," or whether it's a mm-hmm. story about this kid that got this African American male that got his girlfriend pregnant. It's a book called "Slam." That's like one of my favorite books ever, and he persevered. You know, through that, to get a scholarship in college and things like that to provide for his family. Like, mm-hmm. things like that, I love reading because it's so real.
Right.
Yeah. I think at some point in every black person's life, you have to make the choice. Am I going to be my true self, or am I going to please my Caucasian counterparts?
Right.
Like, which right. am I going to be?
The mm-hmm. Hate U Give, the movie The Hate U Give, y'all told me y'all never saw it, but I promise you, after this interview...
So you this is the only reason why I haven't seen it yet, because I have the book. I've read the first three chapters. I don't want to see the movie until I finish the book.
Of course, that messes.
So my with me, like I was in school or whatever the past couple months,
mm-hmm.
so I really didn't get to sit down and read the book. But right. I feel like when there's a book, and especially with everybody talking about how powerful the movie and the book is, I
so
want to finish
powerful.
The book before I go see it.
Definitely,
but I can already tell, like, I was crying by chapter two. Like, that is a good book, and I'm not even all the way through yet.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's just like, I really want to finish, I have to finish the book before I go see the movie.
That makes a lot of sense. I was like that with The Secrets, too. Like, I didn't even finish Secrets yet, but
mm-hmm.
I try to incorporate it every day of my life. But Secrets is actually on Netflix, so
okay.
I'm trying not to watch it. But I've taken a break for like a month, but I actually got to get back on it too. You know, and I don't know if you read The Secret, but it's about, you know, speaking things into existence,
mm-hmm.
you know,
okay.
and that's what we as people have to do. I'm not just talking about black. I'm not just talking about white. Just we as people,
mm-hmm.
if we come together, America can be so powerful and so beautiful at the
right.
same
exactly.
time if we speak things into existence. There's so many people who are content with being average.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is... Like I said, you have people who are just content,
mm-hmm.
or they
and it's a mindset. It's like their mind
yeah,
is stuck.
Yeah. What motivates me is my struggle growing up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Same. That's what motivates me. You
yeah.
know,
mm-hmm.
the fact that my mom was on welfare, the fact that, you know, my grandmother was in a hard place and was also struggling. You know, of you know, my aunt was in the same situation, and you know they. You know, shout out to my mom. She's married now. So, You know, congrats.
Congratulations.
To her. But, you know, before she met her soulmate, it was like so hard for, you know, all those women to find a man who really loved them and motivate them to be better women.
Talk about it.
You know, I just think, like, we have to set higher standards for ourselves, but we also can't be afraid of rejection.
Right, exactly.
A lot of those times, I never told nobody this, but I started writing my own material because of rejection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had went to 2 or 3 auditions, and I did terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Now I feel like I'm comfortable enough to attend more auditions, but it started. Trap the Series started. Infidelity started. You know, future projects that I'm working on started because of rejection. And
right. That's true. Like, no doesn't always mean never. It just means, like, take a different route.
Exactly.
And if there's not a seat at the table for you right now, make one.
Right.
Create one.
Exactly.
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 Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
So that is a really good kind of segue point into our next topic. You know, we got to do unpopular opinion. And so this episode, Ariel and I,
we'll
switch it up on y'all. Y'all wasn't expecting this. Surprise.
Y'all like to hear us argue.
We ain't arguing for y'all this episode. We are going to come together on a topic. It's still an unpopular opinion because a lot of you guys will probably disagree. Right. And I'll preface this. You know, you heard what Eric had to say. Me and Ariel are also very pro-black.
Definitely. That's beautiful.
If it ain't black, I don't want it.
Right. Issa Rae is definitely one of, you know, inspirations in my life because she did the Awkward Black Girl series for like 4 years on YouTube before Insecure got picked up. And they asked her at an award show about a year ago, like, yeah, so who do you want to win? Who do you want to see win? And she's like, everybody black.
Yeah. Right. Everybody black.
You know, that was a beautiful answer to me.
This is like a kind of a segue, but I was literally just talking to my god sister about this because she was like, oh, I love Grown-ish. I just, you know, I just wish they had, you know, everybody on the show is light. I wish they had more, like, you know, darker black people on the show, but that's so hard to cast. And I was like, Insecure did it.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to hear it.
That's like the perfect show because if you pay attention to everything about Issa Rae, she tells you about everything she's from in the show. It has LA, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it has LA, but even down to her wardrobe, is black owned clothing lines or black owned businesses where they're getting food from and stuff like that. I'm like, yo, this is amazing. Like, I love that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
But so our unpopular opinion topic is gonna be, y'all.
Yeah.
Everything is not racist.
Yeah.
I know.
So we're about to play devil's advocate based off what we talked about. But seriously,
let's just dive right into it.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of times black people are taking advantage of the racist card because all situations aren't racist. Some are.
A lot are.
Yeah, a lot are. But every situation has been made racist now, and it's not necessarily always racist.
Racist. Mm-hmm.
And
agree.
If we want to be taken seriously about the things that are truly racist, we have to stop saying, oh, I seen 2 seconds. Y'all seen that Dove commercial? When they had two seconds, they showed 2 seconds of the commercial, and everyone went crazy. It's racist, boycott Dove. And then you seen the full commercial, and it was very much manipulated. We seem crazy when we're boycotting a product based off 2 seconds of a video when we haven't taken the time to watch the entire thing and realize they weren't being racist.
Right.
So what exactly
took a little thing.
I haven't seen this commercial, so what exactly is going on in this commercial?
So basically the 2 seconds they chose to show, it was a brown girl. She had on a brown shirt and she took it off. And once she took off the shirt, she became a white girl with a white shirt on. And that's the only part they showed. So everyone started bringing up all the old soap, you know, ads that they used back when segregation was going on, and oh, we're dirty, our skin is dirty. Their Dove is trying to say we're dirty and they're making us clean.
So that's what they portrayed in this clip of the video.
That was the clip. But if you watched the entire commercial, you would see that they had a light-skinned black girl, a dark-skinned black girl, a girl who was, like, racially ambiguous. They had all types of different women taking off their shirt. Right. And so if you watch the whole thing, it wasn't a black girl turning into a white girl. It was black to white and white to racially ambiguous and racially ambiguous to light-skinned black girl. It was different. They were just showing, like, get clean, you know?
Let me ask you this question, though. You said the commercial was 2 seconds. Why do you think Americans just showed that 2 seconds?
No, so someone, they didn't.
Somebody on like Twitter took this 2 second clip.
Right,
And then
they took the whole clip and they only chose to show 2 seconds of it and post it. purposefully. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, people ain't going to take the time to go look at the whole commercial. So it just looked like a black girl turning into a white girl versus you see the real commercial and they had all these different skin tone people in it.
Yeah, I can definitely see where the controversy comes into that, though. Mm-hmm. But with certain, with certain things like that, you just have to definitely look into it first before you form an opinion. Because a lot of times we see stuff on social media. I fall victim to this too sometimes. I see certain things on social media and I'm like, I'm gonna run with it.
Right.
Instead of me doing my research.
Yeah. And that's the thing, people have to start researching too.
Definitely have to start researching.
And I will say this also, like, kind of, I feel like at times people, a lot with police, because there is a lot of police brutality and there is a lot of dirty cops out here. But at the same time, I feel like a lot of times we take advantage of the fact that people might actually have done something that's criminal, or there's other reason why
people are
being pulled
over. It's like,
free my
brother, but your brother killed three people.
Yeah, so I feel like a lot of times people are taking advantage of the whole police brutality thing, too, because it's just like a lot of times you are doing what's illegal and something that you should be arrested for or something that you should be pulled over for, but the second it happens, it's like, it was because I'm black. And it's like, no, it's not because you're black. It's because you were breaking the law.
Right.
And it's just like, so that takes away from times when things are actually happening, when people are actually victim of police brutality or things like that. And but you want to call police brutality anytime, like, you're doing something that's actually illegal.
Right. And we know we get pulled over more. We know we get looked at more.
Definitely.
And you're more likely to probably get a ticket, too.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
But every and anything, sometimes you didn't get the job because you did not get the job because you were black. Sometimes you didn't not get chosen for something because you're black. Sometimes you just weren't as good.
Right.
And if we keep, what's it called, when crying wolf, when things aren't racist, then when things really are, then when we really do need to come together, it's like, oh, they're always crying. They're always pulling the black card.
Right.
So
right, I definitely understand where you're coming from on that one.
We need to be more cognizant of, is it really racist or did I not do my best?
Right.
Right. Definitely. So, definitely.
Instead of just always falling back on this
the
is
racist card. Yeah.
Yeah.
Some things are obviously racist at times.
Right.
But I feel like, you know, depending on, say I'm in the state of North Carolina, I'm smoking an L while driving. It's like, okay, they're going to pull me over.
Right.
You hear what I'm saying? But I feel like if we...
Sorry, I just thought of something. Quick side note, y'all. I was at Applebee's last night, right?
So you were getting a 2 for $20. This girl was getting a 2 for $20.
My boyfriend drove me out the house at like midnight last night because he was hungry and wanted to go to Applebee's.
Yeah.
So this little white kid got pulled over. He had to be like 16. He had to just get his license.
Right, high as hell off pills.
He was high. So they pulled him over and they searched his whole car. They didn't find nothing. So everybody at Applebee's like, he ate it. He swallowed the blood. And the police officers, they were pissed. And he's over there like throwing his arms up like, there's nothing in my car. We were weak.
He probably even, you know, white kid.
Right. And then so they
asked. They be on them hardcore drugs, boy. Weed ain't enough. And they like, man, let me break this pill down and sniff it.
They let him go. And then they pull him back out the car. So he's out there like, what? Like, what? And I'm like, if that was.
What did you pull me over for?
Right. White people cannot stand getting in trouble. They get so, like, me? Me?
They was checking behind his license
plate. I look like you. What you pulling me over for?
They look behind his license plate. I'm like, how did
behind
he get the
his license plate? He a magician.
They checked his truck. And I'm talking about everybody at Applebee's. And all the booths was just out the window.
Nosy, that's us. Nosy as hell trying to see what's. They like, girl, let me pull out my damn phone.
Right. And my boyfriend was on live. I was like, if you really want to be on live, you can be putting this on live.
Yeah. No, okay. Speaking of magicians, y'all know we're random. So quick segue.
Yeah.
Go on Netflix, watch Death by Magic, and thank me later. That ish
Death
is
by
good.
Magic. Right there, Dan.
Yes. Death is by so Magic. Good. It's like a series. This guy is doing magic tricks that other magicians have died doing. So, like, he does one where he has to try to get out of a straitjacket and out of a locked box, but the box is on a train, like, track.
No.
And the train is coming.
Stuff
and
like
he has
nervous.
To get out of it before, or, like, he's in a car and the car is being filled up with water and he has to unlock himself out of the car before. And, like, people have died from it and he's supposed to try to do it and not die. It's good. it's so good.
I'm gonna have to watch that.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to watch that. It's really good. What's it called again?
Death by Magic.
Death by Magic.
Okay. So, Death by Magic. But back to
what was we talking about?
back to racism.
I thought you were talking about the white boy Applebee's.
Yes. Okay, but you were saying something. You were saying about, if you're rolling down the street smoking a joint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously they're gonna pull you over.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's just like, you caused that on yourself.
Yeah.
But the way we can beat these things, not really beat them, but what scares the cops a lot of times. Shout out to my homie Andrew Covington. What scares them a lot of times is when we actually know the laws.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if you spit in these facts while you get pulled over, it kind of makes them, okay.
Yeah.
Kind of take a step back, like.
That's an educated
okay, he
nigga.
Know his shit. Let me leave
And that's on. Another thing that just reminded me, like, and not being so defensive when you get pulled over, but being like knowing your stuff, like you said. So right. Not automatically getting offended or getting so defensive when a cop pulls you over, but when he says, okay, well, I'm going to search your car. No, you can't search my car. You don't have probable cause. Right. Or, like, things like that. Like, actually knowing the law and, like, reverting that back to them, like, spitting it back, like, okay, no, you can't do this because technically you can't do this.
Yeah.
Right.
But not being defensive when saying it, because people are so quick as soon as you get pulled over, like, oh, why'd you pull me over? You pulled me over because I'm black, like, this, that, and the third, when really you can be like, oh, no, you can't do this. Like, I know the law. And that's the thing. Most people don't know the law.
Right.
Most people don't know their rights.
We don't.
Right. And as soon as you start going in on the you pulled me over because I'm black, then they have to find something, because then they're like, oh, no, I have to let, you know what I mean? I have to cover my behind.
Yeah.
So now I have to find a reason to really get you in trouble so that it's not come back that I pulled you over because you were black. I got to find some weed. I got to find an open container.
Do y'all believe some cops, I don't know, I've seen a situation where cops plant shit in you.
Yeah.
I think they do.
I think they do too. I think it's a lot of dirty cops.
Yeah.
But not all of them are dirty.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I've had some bad experiences with cops, so at times I'm biased and I'll be like, oh, them motherfuckers dirty.
Right.
And
right.
That's really not the case. You know, I just had some bad experiences.
And I was going to say an unpopular opinion. In the unpopular opinion, not all cops are bad. Yeah, I have my best friend's fiance is a cop. Mm-hmm. My mentor is a cop. And they're really good people. And mm-hmm. they genuinely just want to protect and serve.
And another thing is, definitely. Like, I can't imagine how hard it is to be, like, a black cop right now at the same time, too. Like, I think about that all the time. Like, being an African-American cop right now, mm-hmm. like, that has to be hard.
Because that's why you have to see that movie. Yeah. You have to see The Hate U Give, because Common is actually playing a cop in the movie,
uh-huh.
a black cop during all this racial tension that's going on with this kid getting murdered.
Right.
And he tells you the truth about not only what an African-American cop thinks when they first pull somebody over, but what cops think, period.
Right. Mm.
And I think that was, whoever wrote that script was amazing, because they wrote it from the point of view of every cop. They didn't just write it from the point of view of a black cop.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't want to say too much about it. I want y'all to see the film.
Is it still in theaters?
I don't know.
Yes.
I'm going to have to finish the book tonight and then go see the movie tomorrow.
It's still in theaters, but if you, I don't know if we can say this, but if you got the fire.
I was literally this close to watching it, and then I said, I don't feel like being sad right now. And then I just didn't watch it. Sometimes you gotta.
I've heard great reviews about it. I've been waiting to go see it. I really do need to finish the book.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's a good film. It's been my favorite film of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, it's gonna do numbers, but it's not gonna break all the records because it's telling the truth. Okay? Mm-hmm. So when a film is telling the truth, It doesn't break the barriers or break the records that it should, because everybody's not supporting it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Black Panther was a superhero movie. That's why Black Panther broke so many records.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, Black Panther was about kind of like The Hate U Give, where it's about our African-American people in these African-American communities and mm-hmm. what we have to do to survive and the difficulties we go through being African-American,
mm-hmm.
then Black Panther probably wouldn't have broke the records it did, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So, y'all, the takeaway from this unpopular opinion is just before you stop, before you say, I'm being, you know, somebody's being racist against me, just think. Just think about all of us. Think about, you know, the bigger picture. It's not just about you. If we want our issues to be taken seriously, we have to start breaking down each thing individually and saying, is this racist or did I not do this?
Yeah,
or did I mess up? So we just here at, you know, Hustle and Glow want y'all to be cognizant of those things.
Okay, so we're going to go to a lighter note.
Okay.
So let's get into it. We're going to get into some new things.
Yeah. Some new things.
All right, so it's time for 99 Problems.
99 Problems. Shout out to Jay-Z. Right. Shout out to Jay. I don't know if y'all... I actually, the whole way up here to Charlotte, I was listening to the... Have y'all heard Meek's album?
No, not yet. Is it good?
Wow.
It's good? I feel like it's going to be good.
He's like...
I love Meek.
Meek, you know, Meek is definitely one of my favorites with my Philadelphia background. And then, of course, my Raleigh background and what I've been through and things like that. But Meek is definitely motivation. You can see the transition from him just being... you know, a street calf in Philly to being this motivated. He's like the Martin Luther King in the streets in this album. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've been missing. That's, you know, that's what he's been preparing us for. So, and Jay spit one of the hottest verses of the year.
That's what I keep seeing. Everybody's God.
I gotta listen to it.
Jay spit the hottest verse of the year. He was, you know, he was saying what he felt about Kanye as his best friend. And he was basically trying to wake Kanye up like, yo, this... Make America great again thing that you're doing is not what needs to be happening.
Right.
You know, so, and he said, you know, something about Donald Trump as well, so.
I can't stand Kanye. I refused to download
I can't
his
support.
Album.
Well, okay,
so this might be, it's not an unpopular opinion because I don't like what Kanye's doing either, but I also feel like Kanye has very, like, he has, like, it's something, like, mentally wrong with him. Like, I feel like he... like some sort of depression or something. Like I don't feel like he's mentally right at the same time. So I feel like that has something to do with it, not making excuses for him and what he's doing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't feel like that's it. Like I literally feel like he has like a mental issue going on that like everybody's not really, you shouldn't sympathize with him, bottom line. But at the same time, I don't feel like that's it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I agree because if you think about it, I was thinking of Angela Yee from Breakfast Club. Damn. If you think about it and what it boils down to, Ye hasn't been the same since his mother passed away.
Right.
Yeah.
So and that's what I'm saying. So you know how like people will say like black people don't take mental illness seriously?
Right.
Like I feel like he's mentally ill and instead of everybody looking at like, and again, you shouldn't make like excuses for it, but that has a big factor. Like people are not more so looking at it like he's mentally messed up, like something is actually wrong with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I work in that realm. Like, you know, mental illness, all that. And I do think something is going on with him, but I also think that he's trolling. And it's like, all right.
Yeah.
And
let's talk about trolling for a minute. Trolling is, first of all, when you do it right from a marketing standpoint, it's genius.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have this kid, 6ix9ine, right now, who's incarcerated by being around the wrong individuals.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But before he actually got incarcerated, he took trolling to another level.
Yeah.
You know, he's used trolling to have 11 hits on the billboards. Mm-hmm. He's used trolling to have a certain amount of followers where he's got over 11 million followers just because he's trolling. You get what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So I think if you do it the right way, then it can definitely be beneficial for you. But at the same time, I've heard Meek say this about him. I've heard French Montana say this about him. The energy that you put into the world is the energy you shall receive back. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel bad for the kid. I feel bad for the dude because it's like he didn't have, you know, an OG in the game to tell him, like, look, You've got to where you wanted to be,
right?
As far as the followers, the money, the success.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's stop at this point, and let's become a good businessman, so you know where to go from here. But
right,
you know, he kept himself around the wrong individuals, and they.
Yeah, I've been listening to his stuff, and it's just not looking too good.
No, it's definitely not.
Right,
it's definitely, like I said, I feel bad for him because he genuinely had the wrong dudes around him.
Right.
Who just wanted, you know, to extort him. And, you know, when you have these guys who they see dollar signs, this goes back to what I said in the beginning of the show. keep those individuals around you who've been around you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, like,
And sometimes not the individuals that have been around you.
Right.
People reveal themselves later in their intentions.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So you have to be aware of that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then with a cat like me, like, I'm very big on loyalty. Like, mm-hmm. the cats you see around me, it's like, the cats you see around me has been around me since I was 11, 12 years old.
Right.
You know, whether they're gangsters, whether they're businessmen, whatever, they've been around me since I was 11, 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
These ain't some guys I just met.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. Y'all, we're vibing this episode, so y'all don't mind our randomness.
Right. Y'all know we're random.
Yeah.
Y'all know we're random.
I'm enjoying this. Like, we can talk about any and everything. What exactly. We got? What we got, an hour? We got an hour, right?
Right.
I don't know how long it's been, but shit, I'm hyped. Y'all need to wake y'all asses up.
Right. All right? All right, so we're about to have some fun.
Let's get it.
So back to 99 Problems. D'Amber, we're going to throw Eric on spot, okay?
Yeah. All right.
We're about to just ask him some on spot questions, see if he's going to lie, see if he's going to tell the truth.
Yeah.
And then we're going to hop right into our poll because, you know, I always take one.
Yeah, let's get into it.
All right, so just, you know, be honest, whatever your natural thought. So what do you personally think the top three things people in general lie about?
Let me think. The top three things in general people lie about. First of all, let me take a look at social media.
So people. This is people.
Anybody.
People.
Americans.
Okay, people. Like I said, social media is such a big platform right now, right? You have people who take pictures on yachts, airplanes, and shit like that, but be living at home with their parents.
Yeah.
Right.
That's one thing people lie about. One thing people lie about, because people need to realize that this Instagram thing is just a fantasy of what we want you to believe we are. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, you know, people, you know, they want to portray themselves a certain way in order to get followers and things like that. So Instagram or social media, that's definitely a lie. That's not the case all the time.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? What else?
That's one.
So you would say social media.
Yeah.
Social media is one lie.
Okay.
Sometimes it's true, though.
Yeah.
But
sometimes people live like that.
Yeah.
Social media is definitely a lie at times. Then we have, I'm kind of going into this subject a little too soon. I don't know, but the subject about males. And
okay, don't do males yet. Just people in general.
Okay, people in general. Let me think. What they do for a living.
Okay. I've had people lie to me.
Yeah, definitely people lie about that. I've you know, met dudes that I just met for the first time. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yo, I do this, you know, this and that. And it's like, fam, I don't care what you do.
They be selling you their resume.
Yeah, and then it's like, you know, then you see them and they're doing something totally different. Mm-hmm. So that's number two, people about their jobs. And then number three, what people lie about, I don't know. Can y'all help me out? I don't know the third thing.
What do people lie about?
What do people lie about?
What do people lie about?
I thought people lie about their relationships.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Like they make it, any relationship, like, people shouldn't be in your business.
Right.
But I hate that. I hate when people try to be in my business.
Yeah, I do too. Because, like, my relationship is my business. But at the same time, like, I wouldn't even say it was lying, but necessarily, like, you're not going to put out there, obviously, the bad stuff in your relationship.
Of course not.
But, like, stuff could be falling apart and you just, like, you know, like, we get. So I feel like people lie about their relationships.
Like,
but
how
I feel
well
like that's
going.
A thin line. Yeah, I feel like that's also a thin line between, like, it ain't none of your business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay.
I definitely agree with that.
So
many people are nosy as shit.
They are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I hate the fact that people feed off the negativity so much. Like, what about the positive things?
Right.
Like,
exactly.
You worried about, you know, this Love and Hip Hop episode, so-and-so was sleeping with so-and-so, we don't know if that baby, so-and-so. And I'm just like, well, damn, what about the brother who just graduated from Morehouse College who is an engineer now or things like that? So
people love drama. That's why they keep putting out all these reality
they
TV
do.
Shows.
Negative shit definitely sells.
Yeah. Okay, so we said three things are social media, their jobs, and relationships.
Yeah.
So what do you think the top three things are that men lie about?
Here we go. It's starting to get a little spicy in here, but definitely body counts. You know, when it comes to women, right? Men at a certain
scoot up my chair.
Yeah, go ahead, pull your shit up. Because when it comes to men at a certain age, whether it's by our fathers, whether it's by, you know, the OGs we look up to, whether it's by our mentors, whether whoever, when it comes to certain situations about women, we are taught statistics. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is, yo, how many women can you get? Mm-hmm. How many women can you talk to? How many women can you smash?
So when you say they're lying about their body count, you're saying they're increasing the number or they're decreasing the number?
Nah, ain't no brother out here going to decrease it. No brother out here is going to decrease it. They're definitely going to increase it. Now, the older I've gotten, the older I've noticed, like, women don't like that as much. Mm-hmm. But you have some women out here who, if you tell them certain things, they want to see what it's about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then you have some women like, oh, this nigga used up. I don't want to deal with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so that's definitely one thing I've learned. Just be honest. Just tell the truth.
Yeah.
Right. You know, because, you know,
we gonna find out.
No, yeah, sorry. Yeah. And just because you've been just because you've been with a lot of women doesn't mean you're a machine in the bedroom.
Right.
Right.
Like, of course, we weren't there personally, but you can be with 10 women and, you know,
be trash all 10 times.
Yeah. Or you can be with 200 and they'd be like, yo, he's that guy. Or they'd be right. Like, yo, he's terrible 200 times.
Right.
So, I mean, just to, like I said, from a male's perspective, I've always had mentors and things like that who would, and at times it's brainwashed me at mm-hmm. times to mm-hmm. where he's like, yo, you gotta have this certain amount of women. You gotta do these things. And I'm just like, damn, like, you know, at times it becomes something personal that you have to try to get over.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I've definitely mm-hmm. dealt with that a lot of, a majority of my life when it comes to women. Like,
yeah,
I've always wanted a lot of women, and that's not always the answer.
Right.
You mm-hmm. know, because everyone isn't genuine. Yeah. Everyone.
And I also feel like once you kind of start a lie, it just, you got to keep definitely, building on the
definitely,
lie.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. But us as men, we have to learn that, you know, somebody once told me that when you have intercourse with so many women, a part of your soul goes with them.
That's true.
Yeah.
And that shit is real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you
and
know,
I feel like that's vice versa also, like for women. Like,
definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, I feel like we don't even have to go into the next two. I feel like Eric
what's the next two?
The next two things that men lie about. I feel like you hit the nail on the head the first time. Women, ding, ding, ding. Y'all some like, liars.
I mean, but it goes both ways now. You got some women out there that'll lie to us as well. You get
but
what I'm saying?
We're not talking about women
today.
But see,
today. We're not talking about
see,
women.
Hold up. We're
not talking about
y'all
women.
Gotta be fair now. Y'all gotta be fair. Y'all gonna come at me and my brothers. We got to be able to come back.
99
Our
problems.
99 problem topic is about men lying. My sister is going to go into the polls, but
yeah.
I'm just going to give y'all, you know, that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about men lying when it comes to women.
Okay.
And, you know, Eric brought up Love and Hip Hop, so I'm just going to go ahead and say this literally makes my blood boil. And anybody who knows me, okay, yes, I avidly watch Love and Hip Hop. Shoot me.
I do the New York. I watch New York.
So anybody who knows me knows I watch it. Mm-hmm. And so recently, if y'all just seen, what I think it's Hollywood that just went off.
Yeah.
So Lyrica and her husband, A1.
Yeah.
So there was a whole big scandal about
Safari
her.
Sleepwear?
Right. Her supposedly sleeping with Safari.
Yeah.
So if y'all watch the episode, as soon as Safari said, or I'm sorry, K. Michelle said first, she said that Lyrica wanted to F Safari. Okay, cool.
Right.
So as soon as that was said, everybody, you could have checked Twitter, all the social media, everybody was like, yep, she did it because he said it. Yep. But he never really said it. He kind of said, like, I kind of did. And then the homie said, I heard he did. But he heard it from his girl who ain't have no one had any solid evidence that my point is, no one had any solid evidence that this woman slept with him other than the fact that he said that she did. And everyone was so quick to say that it happened until recently when he said, nah, that never happened.
What I heard.
You heard it happen?
Didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're fine.
Now, I watched a little bit of the episode from LA this season, and I heard Safaree sent her some inappropriate
pictures.
Yeah.
No, that I think he did. That I think. Yeah. I think that, and I am.
But he had a little leaked picture.
I heard he sent like some separate shit. Oh. Like, yo,
he sent a dick
you know, this for the internet, but this for you. You know what I mean? This for you and you only.
No, I am a professional analyzer, yeah. So I know. I think that they did do something. I think that while her and A1 were on a break, I think that they probably texted more than they should have. I think that some pictures came that probably shouldn't have. But I do not think that she slept with him. And what bothered me was that people were saying because he said it and because Ray J said it, who was not there when it happened, that it happened. And society is so quick to say, oh, he said he smashed her. It happened. Right. And y'all don't think men
that's
lie.
That's just based. That we do lie, but that,
y'all do.
That's based off of a storyline because I actually watched that episode when Ray J asked Safaree and Safaree kind of hesitated. Maybe they wrote in the script like, "Yo, you need to hesitate a little bit," even though it never really did happen. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
If you tell me like, "Yo, E, Eric, have you smashed that girl?" And I'm like, I mean.
Maybe.
People gonna be like, all right, nigga, you smashed. You just ain't telling.
Because you ain't say no. Like, right.
Yeah,
because no.
I just think that was a part of the storyline because if Safaree, you know, really didn't whatever, he'd have been like, hell no. If it was real, when it comes to reality TV, especially, you know, everybody knows. I actually like Mona Scott Young, but everybody knows she exaggerates a lot of things.
Right.
But I actually love what she's doing because she's built this platform for.
Right.
You know, people to tune into every week. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you have to exaggerate these stories to bring in these views.
Mm-hmm. No, it most definitely was about the storyline. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is, on any given platform, on any given day, real life or TV, my opinion is a man can say, oh, yeah, I smashed her. And the vast majority are going to go with it. Because women are seen as sexual beings. Women are, you know, men. And for some reason, people don't think men lie about those things. As my sister will share in her poll results.
Yeah,
because
go
asked.
To your poll results.
Let's see y'all.
Let's see what's really going on with my brothers out there.
So here go the polls.
Yeah.
And I swear people be lying, but we just gonna go with it. People always lie about polls. Because I be looking, not to put people out there, but I be looking at some of the people and I be like, you are lying. You lying. Okay.
Yeah.
So we only asked 3 questions this time. So the first questions was, ladies, have you ever found out, and sorry, the girls was lying this time, but I ain't even on their side this time. They was lying.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, ladies, have you ever found out a guy lied or exaggerated about having relations with you? 67% answered yes, which was 95 people, and 33% answered no, which was 47 people. That's a lie.
Yeah.
Okay. Fellas.
What's the lie?
Yeah, what's the lie? I don't hear the lie.
That they've never known a guy to lie or exaggerate about having relations with them. I think more people have. Because I know every female I know knows a guy that has lied about having relations with them. Either they said that they did it or they didn't. Because people lie to their girlfriends all the time and say, no, I ain't had sex with her and you did.
Right. Or they say, I tell their homie I smashed her when they didn't.
Exactly. Okay, so second question. Fellas, have you ever lied or exaggerated about relations you have had with a woman? 7% answered yes, which is 29%, and 71% answered no. That's
survey
a lie.
Says.
I mean,
that's a lie. It's
I'm gonna defend my brothers right here. I'm gonna defend all the homies.
Who said yes?
Like, I'm gonna defend all the
I
homies.
Wish I could go back
look,
and look.
When it comes to our homies, like I'm the way I am with all my homies, we all tell the truth about certain situations.
Do
so
you.
Whether it was the past, present, whatever. We gonna tell you
is
like
that a fact.
That's a fact.
Men like, always I think can't... their boys are so
Man, look,
honest.
Look, look, okay? When I was bad out here from Charlotte to Greensboro to Raleigh to Durham, I wasn't lying about anything. Like you can literally meet a chick in a kickback club, whatever, during my college days, whatever, and you know, I gave you an ultimatum. Like, look, I think of you in a sexual way. I didn't say nothing about being with you, again, but I'm here for the night, so whatever happens, happens.
Right.
Now that's just that's just me and the way I am and how my homies are that I'm surrounded with. That's just how we are. Now, I can't speak for, 60% of the other dudes, but that's just the way, that's the way we are. Like, I ain't gonna lie about nothing.
Okay, so this is the last question.
No, we on this podcast for a reason. I want it all to come out
now. Our last question. Okay, ladies or fellas, do you personally know someone who lies or misleads people about who they have slept with? 73% answered yes, which was 105 people.
Right.
And 27% answered no, which was 38. I'll hold my comments. Go ahead.
So go ahead. I want to hear D'Ambra's perspective because, like I said, my homies, I'm talking about my personal people that are around me. Uh-huh. I'm talking about some of my homies from college and everybody from back home. We don't lie about stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because Raleigh as a city, we a city, but we smaller than Charlotte. So, if we all lie, somebody going to know.
Raleigh men don't lie.
I'm glad you know. Yeah. I'm glad she knows.
Yeah. I will take a picture of you and we're going to post on the page, Raleigh men don't lie.
Hey.
Right. All my sisters at a Raleigh nigga who lie. Right. Under this post.
Look, and ain't none of my homies going to be under that post. Or me.
I was going to say, because I know.
No, men are the same way. Okay, and women, being devil's advocate, women are the same way. We're going to defend none of my friends are hoes. We're going to defend our friends to the death the same way men are going to say none of their men lie. However, and y'all be lying, and your friends be lying, and this is a whole nother episode, but y'all need to hold y'all friends accountable, because that's not really your friend if you let him go around. Because
I know plenty of men who have said that they've had sex with people that they haven't, and I know for a fact.
Like I've always.
Have you ever person? Have you ever been?
Somebody has lied on me before, and me I'm too. Like, no, oh, no.
Well, maybe y'all kissed or something or something
no,
like
I
that.
No, I kissed him. That was my friend.
Okay, if we kissed, okay, maybe we kissed, but that doesn't mean we had sex. Kissing and having sex.
Mine was like my friend, and I had to stop being friends with him because I was like, we were friends. Like I've never kissed you. I've side hugged you. Like, we won't never like that. And you told somebody that you had sex with me? No,
for
stop.
The clout.
I think
for
we
clout.
Do. Yes. Me, I've always been scared of that, though. The reason I've always told the truth about who I've been with sexually.
Receipts.
Y'all keep them, yeah, them receipts, them text messages is hell. But at the same time, it's like, growing up, it was always put in my head like, yo, don't lie about you, because it'll get small on you, and you don't know. If you lie about it, you know what I mean? You're going to be out here with the peewee.
If you lie about your ding-dong, it's going to shrink.
You're going to be out here with the peewee.
Don't lie about your ding-dong. You won't have one.
Somebody said side hug. This must be somebody you hugged before, Ariel. Somebody said side hug. But yeah, like, I heard, like, okay. That's what they used to tell me. All my OGs and everything, like, look, don't lie, because you're going to get the peewee.
Stunt your growth.
And I'm like, yeah, you're going to stunt your growth. You're going to be, damn, 31 with a 12-year-old. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, I got to read y'all some of the comments. Okay, so people was kind of hush mouthed on this.
I bet they were.
I still want to know who the 7% that were saying yes. Shout out to y'all, because I don't live in y'all
truth.
But
not lying. Okay, so somebody said, and this was mostly females going in on this topic, of course. So without lying, just be upfront about it. No need for deception. We are adults. Mm-hmm. Because they won't grow up, men are out here sleeping with whoever they want. Men love lying on their penis or looking good in front of their friends.
Okay.
If you are lying at this age, you need help.
Yeah.
This was the one comment from a man, and it was my brother. I'm not going to say which one because they're all in relationships
now. Exactly.
But he said that he lied saying that he didn't do it.
Well, she must have been ugly.
But that he actually did.
Or he was
okay, the only time we're going to lie about it is if we ashamed like hell. If we ashamed, I'll tell you quick, dude. No. Even though I've been, even though it's been time in the past where I've been drunk as hell, horny as hell, and I'm like, damn, she the only option I got. So, yeah.
This topic literally makes my blood boil because.
Go ahead, we airing it all out. I want to hear it all. We got a whole hour, so I want to hear it all.
I have been lied on, and you know who you are.
Hey, hey, hey! She said, "You know who you are."
It's just, and I've never confronted that person, but you still know who you are. Okay. And I have literally had dreams about confronting them. Like literally have had dreams
though.
Being in the middle in a room full of people and being like, "So you slept with me?" A win. When did it happen? Because you're a liar.
You said you would tell this to the guy in like a public environment.
Yes,
you wouldn't just text him like, "Yo, why are you lying?"
No, because he told people.
Then they can really lie.
Yeah, then you can lie. You didn't choose to share it in private, so I'm gonna. And the I'm really trying to think about how much I want to share about this.
Right. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Because
like I said, we want to hear it all.
Okay, so with this situation, I'm not going to give too much detail because I'm a very private person.
Right.
But the way the person lied, basically, they said that they slept with me, okay. Which we went to sleep together. Like, we slept over, but we did not.
So you was in the same bed as fam. You was in the same bed as them.
Right,
okay.
Right. And this was, I mean, I'm in a relationship, but like this is, you know, this was years
prior.
Ago.
Yeah.
Prior. We had a sleepover. Like, we slept in the bed together, but we did not have sex with each other.
So y'all and did absolutely nothing.
We kissed. We kissed. We cuddled. We did not. There was no head. There was no sex. There was no anything sexual. I don't consider kissing sexual. I don't know if y'all. But there was nothing sexual about the sleepover. It was very innocent. I mean, yeah, we liked each other. We were flirting, whatever. But we did not have sex. And that person allowed everyone to believe that we slept together meant had sex and did not correct
everyone. Like, we had a sleepover.
Right. And did not say, okay, actually, no, we slept. We went to sleep. We closed our eyes. We did not. And it bothers me. It bothers me to this day because you did it for the clout. You did it for being able to have people think that we had sex.
Okay.
And you know that we didn't. And it's just like, why?
Right.
I mean, maybe he's a fan of yours.
Clearly.
Because it's like, okay, if I sleep with a woman and I know damn well she ain't give me nothing, I'm just like, okay, I just took an L for that night. But it doesn't necessarily have to be an L because you might be trying to build something with that person or something. But
so what do you tell your friends when it happens? Nothing happened?
Yeah. I'm talking me. All right, I can't speak for everybody
because
else.
You feel like a lot of guys, like, if, say, like, you're at a house party and somebody leaves with a girl and, like, their friends see them leave with a girl and then she ends up staying the night and the next morning all their boys are like, oh, so what happened?
No.
And then they're like, do they say nothing happened?
No,
or
my homies, shout to all them. Y'all know who y'all are. They tell the truth. Like, okay, nothing happened. But
and then do everybody be like, ah.
Nah. No. We don't do that.
Okay.
We don't do that because we know, okay, the first time, we breaking her in.
So now, wait,
you breaking
her
in.
No,
but
wait,
the second or third time, something going to pop off. All right?
But what if it don't? Then what y'all going to say, ah.
I mean, my homie's savages, so if it don't pop off the third or fourth time, they're like, all right, nigga. We don't give up on it. She just cool. That's the homie. That's the way we think about certain things. You know?
But why? Like, why do... What is your... I know your friends don't, quote-unquote. What is your opinion on...
She added that quote-unquote quick. Like, your friends, quote-unquote.
I mean, I only know two of your friends, and I can say I don't think that they do.
No.
But
do that.
Why do you think the men that do lie?
Because they don't get enough.
Yeah. I've always said that, too.
Yeah,
people who really... I feel like people who openly talk about... Like, you know, people who openly talk about sex all the time, or
those
they
the
openly
ones,
like talk about girls that they get.
Those
are
the ones, that's that not
don't.
Getting it as
because
much.
Because nobody talks about, like, or shouldn't really talk about their sex life openly like that anyways.
Nah, you ain't supposed to tell your business.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So unless, you know, we ask about it or something, then yeah, but it's not, no, we're not supposed to at least do those certain things to where we're just like, oh, I hit this, and we just all sitting at the house chilling. You ain't like, nah.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I just.
Look, she pissed off. She pissed, whoever dude is that pissed D'Ambra off, like, even though she's taking in everything now, just know she's mad as hell at you.
Right.
All
right?
You're the topic of this conversation.
Because I had to, and I, like, I'm, y'all know I am so private, but, you know, it's a podcast, so I'm going to be as candid as I can. I had to have this conversation with my current boyfriend. Like, I had to say, just in case you hear this, granted, it when the said thing could have happened, we weren't together. So it's not like he could have been mad anyway.
No, he couldn't.
But just in case you hear this, I did not sleep with this person. And that was a conversation that I had to have because you chose to
lie.
Yeah.
And it's like, for what?
I think you always have to be honest with whoever you're dealing with. You get what I'm saying? Because you always have to be honest. You know, I've definitely learned that from the past as well. Like, yo, just be honest. So if you do hear something in the streets about me, whatever, whatever, I'll let you know. Like, we've already discussed that.
Right.
Let's move on. Mm-hmm. You know? Because
we
go off statistics, though. Like,
yeah.
If your man would have heard certain things about you, he'd be like, I don't know if I'm a wife or but I'm going to see what it's about.
Right.
You but got some cast that's like
that. I think
that
also goes back to you have to ask questions, too.
Yep.
Because you can't have something back in your mind like, oh, well, I heard this. Like, I'm going to ask you, like, okay, so I heard this about you. Is it true or not? Mm-hmm. Or I heard you lied about this. Mm-hmm. Did you lie or is it the truth? And if you lied, then why did you lie?
Right. But like you said earlier, people like to.
That was a good one, too.
What?
What she said.
Yeah.
Definitely.
People like to, they like the drama. They like to hear about negative. They don't want to hear about. So as soon as you hear, oh yeah, I smack, ooh. Like, you know, people are excited. Yeah. They want to go with it. And it's human nature. And I've had to catch myself sometimes when my guy friends will say, oh yeah, I smashed such and such. I'll have to be like, but did he? I'll have to take into consideration who the information is coming from and say, but did you?
It depends on what that person's known for, though. Like,
you said
it's your guy friend. So him being your friend means you know certain things about him. Now, if he the type of guy you like, I don't know if I believe that. Mm-hmm. Then,
right.
But if he's your friend, you like, okay, he's been truthful with me. He wouldn't lie to me about something
minor. But some
minor
friends
like
lie because some people tell me stuff and I lie. That's debatable.
Everybody got a friend that you got to take what they say with a grain of salt.
Right.
You got to be like,
I agree with that. I agree with that.
Or it might not be true.
Definitely.
Or it might not be to that extent.
Mm-hmm. That might not have been really how it happened, but
right.
That's how you feel it happened.
Exactly.
Or how you feel it should have happened. So that's what you're going to say.
I wonder what some. Okay, I know this episode is about the males because I'm on the show, but. You know, of course, both of you are in relationships now.
Mm-hmm.
Do women lie?
About having sex with a guy?
Have you ever heard about women lying? Yes.
Absolutely not.
I've never lied.
About having sex? Yes. About not having sex with a guy? Yes. But
hold
about...
I ain't lying because I can't stand a liar. So if I have to think about you lying to me because I lied to you,
I think it works both ways, though, because, okay, take a look at the avenues that's going on right now. Social media, mm-hmm. things like that. I know I'm talking about social media a lot, but that's what we look at every single day.
Yeah.
Now, you don't think certain women would lie about certain men just because of the platform the men are at?
Like saying they slept with them?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Because
so you don't think if, like, Meek just dropped out, you don't think a homegirl would be like, yo, I slept with Meek? Just because of who Meek is and what's going on right now.
I feel like girls on that platform, maybe. Or they throw themselves at them.
Right. I think a girl will lie quicker about having a relationship with a guy than she will about having relations with a guy. Like,
I don't think that
someone's going to say, oh, yeah, I slept with him, but that's just it. As women, that doesn't do anything for us. As men, that does something for y'all. Saying, I smashed her and that's it. That for us, if I smashed him and he ain't wife me, that makes me look bad. Because mm-hmm. I gave up the cookie and he don't want me.
Hold up.
Or
what if the guy's on a certain platform though? You still think that makes you look bad?
Yeah. Say you like
Michael B. Jordan or your Idris Elba or your Trey Songz.
All
right, y'all love Michael B. Okay, so say y'all weren't in a relationship and things didn't happen with Michael B. like that, but you like. I'm talking about from a relationship standpoint because we have our own definitions of things. You have your dating definition, your relationship definition, and your talking definition. The way we are in 2018, mm-hmm. you know.
Talking is canceled though.
Yeah, we don't talk here at Hustle and Glow.
Okay. Well,
you either my boyfriend or you my friend.
Okay. Right.
I like that though. I like that. Is it like, you know, what if you and Michael B had text a little bit, yada, yada. Y'all went on one or two dates. Is that considered dating?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's dating. You're not in a relationship, but you are dating.
Okay.
I would. I'll say no.
I think two
you
dates.
You say no? 2 days? I don't know. 2 days is a lot to me.
Well, I don't know, because by day two, I'd be like, so what? Like, what are your intentions?
Dang, day two?
No, I like, what are your
on
intentions?
On date two, Aries?
What are your intentions? Hey, Michael B. Jordan, what do you want from me? What do you want from me?
If you Michael B. Jordan, I don't care.
But see, I'm the type, I've always been the type, I really don't like my time being wasted. So my boyfriend now, I told him, after a week of
CJ, shout out to CJ too. Yeah. I know CJ.
You do know CJ?
I know CJ because he played at Garner Road Basketball Club.
Oh, yeah.
And I played at Garner Road the same time CJ did too.
Oh, okay.
So shout out to CJ. Yeah.
So yeah, I told CJ a weekend, he had said something a little off the wall. I said, so what do you want from me? Because I really don't think that you can handle somebody like me.
And here we are
2 years
see,
later.
See, I hope you tune into the show, my brother.
So date two is not too early to say, so what are your intentions?
Ariel,
what
do
you
date
want?
Two, though?
Don't waste my time. That was texting. I ain't even met him yet in person. But what do you want from me? Do not waste
my
time.
I think you should give a brother at least to date three to be like, okay, why are you, what's the
it
point
depends.
Here?
It depends on the way that things are going, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So right. If you're like actively like flirting with me, like you're saying stuff, like in this case, I think CJ said something off the wall, and that's when I was like, no.
Yeah, right,
yeah.
Right. Definitely.
So I think it depends. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you always got to throw that curveball and see how she'll react.
So I think it really depends. But I will say I feel like from a women's perspective, like women, where was I going with this? I lost my train of thought.
I don't know. You were talking about, you know.
Dang, I had it.
I think you were talking about, I don't know.
I forgot. Keep
date
going.
Two.
It'll come back to me.
Yeah, date two was quick, though, to me. Like, If I'm the type of individual,
if you went
like,
on 2 dates with Michael B. Jordan and y'all have been texting and stuff, you can ask. I feel like you can ask at any given time. Maybe not like the first day, but if y'all have established like some sort of like maybe like texting relationship and you are going on dates, you can always ask somebody like, what are your intentions with me? Because if your intentions are just sex, you should say it. If you like them as a friend, you should say it. So that way there's no confusion.
If I go on 2 dates with Michael B. Jordan, I ain't asking no questions. I'm just hoping for a date three. Just hoping that she called me for D3. I don't know.
She could be at work and everything. She goes, I'm a little sick. I'm going to leave early. You can go ahead on this lunch date.
What you want.
I think it's, I don't know. With me, I've always been the type of individual, I'm going to tell you what I want from you.
Right.
I'm going to give you a choice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At least I'm satisfied with myself. For being honest with you.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what I was going to say. I think all this goes back to the whole, like, men lying and even women lying. It all has to do with, like, you being, like, maybe securing yourself. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of our topics go back to that. But it's just like, you know, if you're a man, like, if you're securing yourself, you're going to say, I hit, or no, I didn't. And then be cool.
There's
with
nothing
it.
Wrong with saying
there's,
you didn't,
right?
though.
There's
nothing wrong with that. Because it's like, okay, like,
right, but they might
maybe,
not think
maybe
cool
that,
if they did.
Yeah, like, maybe. That John you wanted to hit or whatever, maybe it's not meant for her and you to be necessarily sexual partners.
Right.
Maybe it's meant for y'all to get to know each other a little bit more. Maybe it's meant for y'all to go on dates sometimes.
Right.
And then maybe it's meant for y'all to transition into something bigger.
Yeah. And another self-disclosure about me, I don't like men who talk a lot. Yes,
oh,
I talk a lot. Opposites attract.
No.
I do not like men who talk a lot. If you have to tell your homeboys, we went on 2 dates, chances are I don't want you.
You ain't gonna go on the third either if you're doing that too much.
Like, just be quiet. Let us do us.
And I will say that, like, I feel like when it comes to, like, dating and stuff, and this is not always the case, but I feel like women move a little bit more silent than men do, like, in that stage.
Oh, yeah, men talk more than women.
But it's like, once you're my boyfriend, that's when women are like, oh, we got pictures,
agree.
Like, we got to do this. But when it comes to dating, like, women are more so like, I'm going to fill this out. Unless
no,
it's,
I
like,
agree.
A figure, like, where it's, like, Michael B. Jordan. Of course, somebody going to be like, oh, I went on a date with Michael B. Jordan.
I agree. Like, there was a situation in college where my friend, she is actually a female. She had graduated from A&T, but she had went on 3 dates in 1 day for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, she wasn't sexual with any of them. She just went on 3 dates, and she didn't tell a soul but me.
I'm sure one out of the three said they smashed, though, at least.
Told
somebody, I'm
pretty sure, but how we know she just didn't want to tell me.
True.
Some, like, and women are very secretive when it comes to things like that because being sexual with someone for women is so precious.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. It means so much.
Some.
Yeah, for some. Now, you got some out here that savages like us who can hit you and move you. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay.
Thank you, boom. Next.
Okay. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Next, what are we doing? Next subject.
Just, in moral of the story, stop lying.
Yeah. Y'all need to be secure on yourself.
Stop lying. Enough. Tell the truth. Tell the truth on your wood.
Yeah, stop lying. Playing. It's not that serious, and y'all gonna get exposed.
Right.
Yeah, like, it really don't.
And your wee-wee gonna get small.
Be secure in yourself. Yeah. To not have to lie to feel better about yourself.
The bodies don't even matter, though. No. The bodies don't even matter because you can have sexual intercourse with 200 women, but if 150 of them are ugly or ducks, you might as well just say, hey, I got 50. Right. You know what I'm saying? So the quality of women matters to us as well. But, you know, you got some cats out here who are, what's it called? Immature at times, mm-hmm. and who are insecure in certain situations, who be like, yeah, you know what I mean? I've been with 100 women, or I've been with 40 women, and they haven't been the cutest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
So message us, chat us, let us know about these men that be lying on you, because we're going to expose them here. We're going to post them our story.
Look, I'm tight right now about this subject, because it's been all... men.
That's why,
and it's
have
like
you
got here. You got women out here who are savages too.
Yeah,
who will be
are.
Up front with you, like, yo, I heard this. I want to see what this is about. Now, right. What you gonna do?
Yeah,
and then as
true.
A man, you got to make that decision. Like, do I want to take this risk or do I want to chill?
Yep.
But it's 2% of women that are gonna lie and say they slept with a man they didn't. It's probably 70% of men that are gonna lie and say they slept with a woman.
70 is kind of high.
70.
Ah.
And I was being generous.
Look, and it's funny. It's funny because I can't even disagree with
right.
you.
Right.
I'm just making conversation right now.
But y'all know we can go about this all day. So
yes,
we're
we can.
Move right
so you
into...
heard it here first. If you lie, your ping gonna stop growing.
Hey, yeah. You heard it. Yeah. Hey, look, that's what I heard, fellas.
And
so.
You heard it here too. If you lie on me, I'm gonna tell people your ping small. Hey. Since you want to say we did it. Since you want to say
so
we
she
did
gonna
it.
Lie.
I'm gonna lie too.
All right, so we are going to wrap 99 Problems up, and we are going to end the show on a lighter note with We See You, Sis.
Yay.
Okay, so this week we will be featuring Olivia Harrison. Olivia is 26 years old, an amazing mom of a beautiful little girl, and is from Greensboro, North Carolina. She has worked in retail for 9 years, but wanted to explore and branch out to do her own thing, so she created Live Fashionably. Okay, so here's what Olivia had to say. Live Fashionably. I came up with Live Fashionably back in April of 2018, just as a new idea for me to call my new brand. I had no plan, I had no blog, no website. I just had an idea at the time. It took me so long to really figure out my purpose and what I wanted to do. And I always knew I had a love for fashion, but I never really experienced and gave any thought about it until this year. Live Fashionably is a blog I just launched in November 2018 that is catered to my own personal style. I figure since people have always asked me about the details of my outfit, it would be beneficial to read about where I got my outfit, where I would wear it, and how I would wear it again differently. I have so much more in store for Live Fashionably. I love vlogging. I will be vlogging really soon and will be posting on YouTube as well as creating looks, fashion lookbooks, and special events and seasons. You can follow me on Instagram at Live Fashionably and my blog at livefashionably.com.
Nice.
Yes. Shout out to Sis. And that is actually me and Ariel's real sister. So.
Shout out to Liv.
And her outfits are so cute and she's so well put together. She's very different. She can give you any and every style you want. And then, of course, show you how to reuse it too.
Liv, enjoy the journey. So when you get to where you want to be, it'll be so refreshing telling the story.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Enjoy it, Liv.
Yes,
and we're definitely. So proud of you, Liv.
Yeah.
We are so proud of you. And
do I know Liv?
Yeah, she went to ECG.
Liv! Yeah. We proud of you, Liv.
Yeah.
We are definitely proud of you.
And we want to see if we can bring... Y'all know we have a vlog coming up. We don't want to talk about when it's coming, but it's coming. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have Glow for the Low. That's one of our segments. And so we are thinking about bringing Liv on, possibly.
Y'all should definitely bring Liv on. You know, keep the UNCG family.
Yeah.
People be sleeping on UNCG.
Yeah, they we got some gems. We got some gems.
We definitely got some gems. And you know, I feel bad because I don't go to homecoming or anything.
Yeah, I don't either, but it's okay.
UNCG's homecoming is fun. Y'all are missing out.
Yeah, see, I Man, I just did what I had to do and got out.
It's like, not an A&T fund, but it's a UNTG fund.
Definitely not an A&T fund.
Yeah.
It's definitely not an A&T fund.
It's fun.
But all right, you guys, we are going to wrap this show up. Make sure you follow Liv. When Eric gets famous, you heard it here first.
Oh, my God.
Tell the people where to find you at, Eric.
You can find me. No, let me stop. Now you can follow me on Instagram at Eric Davis, ERRICKDAVIS32 on Instagram. My Facebook is the same, except the 32. Eric Davis, ERRICKDAVIS on Facebook. And yeah, that's the only social media platforms I'm on right now. So that's really it. I got I'm having a party. You guys are invited. I'm having a party.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm having a party January 18th in Raleigh, North Carolina. So it's going to be a nice 90s, 2000 type party. So
y'all definitely
going to see some good promotion with this thing. So
Well, we'll promote you too. Just let us know.
Yeah. Y'all going to see some good promotion. So it'll be sold out.
While you're
aware,
invite y'all to the party. Here it is.
Definitely, I want everybody there from Raleigh, Charlotte, everywhere. Raleigh.
Don't come if you a liar.
Right.
Hey, if you lying, this goes to the females too. If you have a lot on me, you ain't invited. don't come. I'm going to have security at the door. Like, don't let her in. She lied on me.
She's a liar.
Yeah, don't lie to me. Yeah.
Okay, well, Eric, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate
really
you guys.
We were really excited with our
first guest. It's been a long time since college. We graduated, what, 2 years ago? Almost 3 years ago.
Almost 3 years ago. Yeah. We old.
Hey, we old.
Almost. Jamal. Almost 3 years ago. But yeah, I'm happy to see y'all.
Recent grads? Can we still say that?
No.
We are alumni.
it's almost 2000. Damn, 2019 and be here in a month.
Yeah. Tom, you know, I don't even talk about it.
Wow. That's crazy. But yeah.
All right, y'all. Well, we're going to wrap this episode up. And just remember, we give you the tips for the hustle.
But the glow is sold separately.
Until next time.